You know, the most common questions I hear from clients these days are, isn't the stock market ridiculously overvalued, and are we going to have another crash? Well, many of these folks have seen their portfolios soar in value since 2009, but now worry about whether stocks can still go higher or whether this is a good time to book some profits. Investors are also not quite sure where to invest new money with many good stocks and major market indices at near or all-time highs. The NASDAQ just touched a 14-year high, and the S&P 500 is close to an all-time high. With all the bullishness in the market, Nobel Prize-winning economist and Yale professor Robert Shiller wrote a piece just last week where he essentially says that stocks are overvalued by historical measures. Shiller says that his CAPE ratio is now above 25 and hovering at a worrisome level. Now, CAPE stands for cyclically adjusted price to earnings. But even before we get to that, let's just do a quick review of what price to earnings is. It's the price divided by the earnings of the company. So it tells you how much you're paying for a dollar's worth of earnings. The higher the PE, or the higher the price to earnings ratio, it means the more expensive the stock is relative to earnings, and the lower your future return will probably be. CAPE is the cyclically adjusted price to earnings, and it's a ratio that he developed with fellow economist Harvard professor John Campbell in 1988, using the price and earnings per share data from the S&P 500 companies going back to 1871. Now, the CAPE ratio does things a little bit differently. It looks at the last 10 years' worth of earnings and kind of averages them out. And it also, inflation adjusts those earnings to take out some of the volatility in the earnings and also to see what the real return would be. And it essentially built upon an idea first developed by Ben Graham and David Dodd, Warren Buffett's investment gurus. So the CAPE rests on some pretty solid investment thinking. Okay, so Shiller says his CAPE ratio is now above 25, up from about 23 a year ago, and far above its 20th century average of 15. And he says since 1881, CAPE has surpassed the 25 level in only three periods, 1929, 1999, and 2007. Do those years ring a bell? Yep. After each one of those periods, there was a sizable drop in the market, as most of us know. So, Shiller says this CAPE reading above 25 should at the very least prompt some serious questions about valuation and where we go from here. He says CAPE was not developed to time the market, to time your buys or to time your sell decisions, so a value of 25 doesn't mean a fall is imminent, and says markets could well continue at current or higher valuations for several more years. But he cautions us that over the past 100 years, CAPE has always reverted to its historical mean, and periods of high CAPE have inevitably been followed by stock price declines. Shiller cites more data on why stocks could be in for correction. In 1989, Shiller started surveying investors on whether stocks were overvalued, undervalued, or fairly valued, and he created a valuation confidence index to gauge market perceptions on valuation. If most investors thought stocks were overvalued, they'd have little confidence in buying them, and the confidence index would be low. But if most investors thought stocks were undervalued, they'd have a higher confidence in putting their money into the market, and the confidence index would be high. What Shiller found was that when the CAPE ratio hit a high, the valuation confidence index hit a low, and stocks eventually corrected. So Shiller's confidence index is now at its lowest level since the year 2000. This low confidence index reading tells him that investors are beginning to worry and a market correction could be imminent. Now Shiller also doesn't see any solid fundamental justification for higher stock prices, and he attributes the current market high to the vagaries of investor psyche and irrational exuberance, which in a nutshell means that, you know, investors tend to get very excited as prices go up, and they tend to jump in as prices go up, and they get greedier and greedier. So that's the investor psyche, and that's irrational exuberance. And he thinks that that will ultimately reverse. On the flip side, other market watchers, though, think Shiller's warnings are unwarranted and that stocks have much further to run. For example, Jack Borogin of Index Financial Partners thinks Shiller's CAPE is significantly flawed because it looks back 10 years, whereas stock prices reflect future earnings potential. And Jack says on forward earnings, the S&P price-to-earnings ratio is about 16, which is well in line with historical levels and nothing to be worried about. Also, heavyweights like Warren Buffett have chimed in on Jack's side, with Buffett saying a few months back that stocks were not overpriced and due for a correction. The bulls also say there's nothing in the macro data that would put stocks on a downward trajectory just yet, even though valuations are higher than normal. Don't you hate that, where a Nobel Prize-winning analyst tells you that prices are too high, and then you've got someone like Buffett on the other side saying they're not? I mean, how confusing is that? So some say up, some say down, and virtually no one thinks the market will stay flat going forward. But what they all agree on is that it's hard to predict how much longer stocks could continue to rise or when the correction might come. So at times like these, it's prudent to consider hedging strategies that protect your portfolio on the downside, but continue to give you upside should shares continue higher. So speak to your advisor about simple hedging strategies, such as buying puts on the market with very long expiration dates. If you don't know what a put is, ask your advisor. It's kind of a form of insurance, and you have to pay some money in order to lock in prices at a certain level. It's important to use long expiration dates on these puts because everyone agrees it's hard to predict the timing of a reversal. It could be a month from now, it could be 2 years from now, or more. And that's why you want the sort of insurance that a put option can give you. Also look for strategies that use tools to determine if stocks are in a hostile environment or a healthy environment. A hostile environment for stocks may include rising inflation, rising interest rates, serious geopolitical concerns, and signs of a fragile market. None of these tools are perfect, so let me warn you, but they may protect you from a serious decline in your stock portfolio. Also, I don't want you to cash out and sit on large capital gains and owe taxes. I'd rather see you stay invested in the market, but with protection. If you strongly feel folks like Shiller are right and you're nervous about staying in, consider taking small profits as the market climbs and sitting in cash for a while. You know, currently Buffett has $50 billion in cash, and he's waiting for the next big acquisition. There's nothing wrong with cash as long as you think of it as a temporary solution rather than an investment all by itself. Now, if you're young and you have a long time till you need this money, forget all that I have said and just keep investing on a regular basis. Markets will rise, markets will fall, but over the long term, history has shown that stocks will beat inflation and could create some real wealth for you. And do what Shiller says. Ask him serious questions about valuation and talk to your advisor about where to go from here.